Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a late night walk, a bleeding boy, and the chilling question that still echoes years later. Do you believe in ghosts?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, it sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would absolutely love to hear it. You want to call it in? The number's 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper's with me today. Seems like we haven't really talked forever.
Yeah, we really haven't. It's been a long time. But hey, here we are, a week from Halloween. Perfect spooky season.
And you went to Las Vegas. You had an amazing time and saw Stevie Nicks. We were talking about that before you, I think in our last episode. And you sent me a video of, was it Gold Dust Woman? What song did you send me? Now all of a sudden I can't. Landslide.
Yeah, Landslide.
And I got chills. Like, she sounded amazing.
She does. She sounds like just like the record. Oh my gosh. Like, I could not believe it when I was there. Like, it was insane. But
was
I was so
amazing.
Happy to be there.
Because years ago, she had some vocal issues, as many people do who sing professionally. And you kind of burn yourself out, you know, and you got to go on vocal rest for a while. But I don't, and it seems like she really had some serious problems. And so to hear her singing like that again really gave me all the feels.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, I heard Edge of 17 live. That was amazing. Oh my gosh.
And Dreams.
You ever get a chance? What?
Dreams.
I did hear Dreams
Gold
live.
Gold Dust Woman.
Gold Dust Woman, Rhiannon, Stand Back. Oh my gosh. It was amazing.
If you did you get a t-shirt or anything?
I did not. The lines were too long.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
you can order something. Go to her website. You can find a shirt there.
Definitely. Oh my gosh, I had an amazing time. Like, that was a once in a lifetime experience. I love Stevie Nicks.
And to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
To see her in Las Vegas, that had to have been fun.
That was also really fun. We went to the Sphere and we did that new Wizard of Oz thing.
And what did you think?
That was so cool, okay? Like, I remember watching the original movies when I was, like, little. And just to see it, like, reprised and on a new big screen with all these new special effects and things flying around left and right. It was so cool.
Did they drop great time. Apples somehow?
They did. They came out of, I believe it was like ceiling tiles out of...
They must be lightweight or they'd be like really bonking people in the head.
Oh, they're like foam.
Okay.
But we didn't get to catch any, sadly, because our section was too far back. But we had a great time nonetheless. They had so many cool things flying around. Like they had paper leaves at one point flying.
That would
like
be cool.
Blow up monkeys and like these drone butterflies that were just so cool to see. I mean, like, look, I'm a big fan of the movie, but just to see, like, I never seen like drone butterflies like that before. I don't know why, but they just like really caught my eye. Like, just such a technological advancement.
And to that's such an iconic movie, and to see it in such a different way makes it fun.
My gosh, it was
so cool. Well, let's talk about a ghost story, shall we? Since Halloween is this week, although this will air next week, but it feels great to be talking about Halloween, the scary stories this particular week.
Spooky season. I have been watching so many horror movies. How about you?
Yeah, no, I can't. I dream about them. That's my problem.
Yeah. I recently got into the Paranormal Activity series. Like, as cringy and corny as those movies are, they're still some of my favorite at heart. New one out called Weapons that was really good. Highly recommend that.
And you watched that on Netflix or where did you see it?
I think it's like on Prime Video. Okay. You might have to rent it, but it was really great.
I'm always up for a good movie. That is the kind I would have to watch like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Get it out of my head before I go to bed. So, yeah, and we're recording at night, so that doesn't help. I'll dream about these stories all night. So, here's our first one. It says, I grew up in a small town where everyone kind of knew everyone, especially if your parents had lived there their whole lives. My folks had this friend they'd known since high school, a single mom named Rosa, who had a daughter close to my age named Maria. Whenever our families got together, barbecues, birthdays, picnics, Maria and I would usually end up hanging out together. We went to the same Sunday school, even did one of those summer Bible camps together. Maria didn't have a dad in the picture. My parents never said much about it, but my dad kind of stepped up here and there, helping Rosa with her car, help organize Maria's quinceanera when she turned 15, stuff like that. I think he saw her as another kid who needed a little guidance. We were close for a while. She was funny, loud, and never afraid to speak her mind. But as we got older, something about her changed. She'd drift off in conversation, go quiet for no reason, like her thoughts were somewhere else entirely. One night, I woke up to my dad shaking me. He told me Maria had gotten in trouble, and he was handling it. I was still half asleep when he explained that a police officer had called Rose's house. Maria had been caught out after curfew, drinking. My dad told them he was her father, so they wouldn't take her in or give her a ticket. Said he felt sorry for her, and he looked at me dead in the eyes and said, "Don't tell your mom." I kept quiet, of course, and after that, Maria seemed to trust me more. She'd tell me things she probably didn't tell anyone else, stuff about her dad leaving, about how she felt like she was being punished for something she didn't do. One night, we were sitting on the swings at the park, half talking, half listening to crickets, and she was leaning back, looking up at the sky, and out of nowhere, she asked, "Do you believe in ghosts?" I told her I wasn't sure, that I'd seen weird things before, but I never could tell if it was my imagination or not. She smirked a little, like she already knew my name. "You ever wonder why I never take the shortcut home?" she asked. I knew exactly what she meant. There was a narrow path that cut through a stretch of overgrown lots and empty houses. It would have saved her at least 10 minutes walking. Everyone avoided that area after dark, but for the usual reasons: mugging, stray dogs, weird people hanging around. She shook her head and said, "Well, that's not why. It's the things that live there." I, of course, thought she was joking, but her voice changed when she said it. It dropped low, almost like she was afraid someone might hear her. "There are spirits," she said, "not just one or two, a lot of them." She told me that she saw one. She'd been walking home from a friend's house late, cutting through one of those alleys behind the old warehouses. She noticed something on the ground, what she thought was a person lying there, a kid, actually, a boy, who looked maybe 12 or 13. He was crying, his hands clutching his stomach, blood soaking through his shirt. She said at first she froze, not sure if it was a trick or if someone needed help. Then he looked right at her and whispered, "Help me." Maria said she ran to him, took off her jacket to press against his wound, and fell straight through him. Her body hit the ground hard, but there was no boy, no blood, nothing, just her jacket lying on the pavement. Ooh, that would be so creepy.
Ooh, yeah.
Especially like the way they set that up with it, you know, overgrown path and ooh. When she stood up, she saw the boy again, but this time he was standing, still holding his stomach. His face was pale, grayish, and the wound, it wasn't bleeding anymore. It was just a dark hole. She said he tilted his head like he was studying her and then started to walk toward her. She ran, didn't stop until she hit the main road. Her legs were shaking so bad she could barely stand. She said she never went that way again, but after that night, she started seeing others. Not all of them were as clear as the boy. Sometimes it would just shapes, shadows that didn't move like people should. Sometimes she'd hear footsteps behind her, and when she turned around, there'd be no one there. A few times, she swore she heard whispering like someone saying her name. Once, she said she saw a man sitting on the curb near the liquor store, holding his head in his hands. When she walked past him, he lifted his face, and she saw that his eyes were gone, just dark, empty spaces. Another time, she saw a woman standing at a crosswalk in the middle of the night, her dress torn and muddy. The woman looked straight at her, then stepped out into the street and vanished when a car drove by. Maria thought these things weren't just ghosts wandering around. She believed they wanted something, maybe help, maybe attention. But she said there was kind of a trap in it, too. That fear made them stronger. She'd seen people run into traffic because something scared them. One guy got hit by a car near the same alley where she'd seen the boy. She said maybe that's what they wanted, someone else to join them. Ooh, it sounds like zombies, doesn't it?
It does.
I told her she needed to stop walking home alone at night, but she said it didn't matter anymore. Once they knew you could see them, it didn't matter where you went, they found you. After that, she got worse. Stopped showing up at Sunday school, stopped hanging out. Her mom said she wasn't sleeping much. My dad checked in on them a few times. Helped fix a broken door, but even he said something felt off. The last time I saw her was a few months later. It was late afternoon, and she showed up at the park where we used to hang out. She looked tired, thin, like she hadn't been eating. We sat there quietly for a while before she said, "They follow me now." She said she'd been seeing them in her house, reflections in the TV when it was turned off. Someone sitting on the edge of her bed, a shadow standing in her doorway that disappeared when she turned on the light. Her mom didn't see or hear anything, but Maria said she could feel them, always close enough to remind her she wasn't alone. She laughed, but it wasn't a happy laugh. "You ever get used to being scared?" she asked me. I told her no one should have to. Not long after that, her mom moved them out of town. I heard bits and pieces, something about Rosa taking a job near her sister's place. We lost touch, and I didn't think much of it until a few years later when my dad got a call from an old friend. Rosa had passed away, car accident. Maria survived but didn't stick around after the funeral. No one knew where she went. Every now and then, I think about her, especially when I'm driving through town and past that old alley. They've torn down most of the buildings now, replaced with apartments, but I still can't bring myself to drive through there, not at night. Sometimes I wonder if she really saw those spirits or if it was something else. Guilt, grief, maybe her mind trying to make sense of pain. But then I'll be walking and I'll catch something out of the corner of my eye, something that doesn't move right, and I'll remember the way she said, "Once they know you can see them, they can find you." Maybe it's true, maybe it's my imagination. Oh, that is so creepy. That's from Carla.
Oh, that was so creepy. But perfect, like, a story for the spooky,
right? You know, it's one of those things that when you hear a story like that, and she's seeing people, mm-hmm. It could be mental illness. It could be paranormal. You know what I mean?
But I feel like that's kind of like one of the creepiest things about it. Like, the idea of either you're going crazy or you're seeing something that's not right.
Either way, you feel like you're going crazy.
Right? Yeah.
Because I've talked to a number of psychics on the Grave Talks. I would say 20, 25, actually, people who have abilities. Sometimes we're talking about another thing, and then it's like, oh, by the way, I'm psychic medium. I see dead people. And some of them actually see them, and they walk up to them. And, like, a woman was telling me a story about being at the grocery store and seeing this young man, and it was the woman pushing the cart next to her. It was her son. And he wanted to give a message to his mom, and so she did it, and the mom, of course, started crying.
Yeah.
But I'm like, isn't it overwhelming? Is it like that all the time for you? And she's like, yeah. So you have to wonder, someone like Maria could have been mental illness. Yes, schizophrenics do see things like that. I've known people with schizophrenia, and they have definitely thought they've seen people spying on them or whatever. Yeah. But if it's you're actually seeing spirits legitly, you got to find someone to work with you on that. That would be so much to handle on your own.
Yeah.
How?
Definitely.
How would you do that?
I wouldn't. I would go seek help, to be honest. I'd be like, hey, I'm seeing ghosts. Anyone else seeing ghosts that might want to help?
Can somebody help me with this? Because, like, I'm seeing dead people and I'm not all about this.
Right.
I think that would be just a lot. Felt kind of like they were zombies in a way. But then I also have to wonder, is it they are trying to get her attention because she can see them and they might need help crossing over, or they'd need acknowledged, or like the guy in the grocery store, he needs to get a message to his mom. And people like that can help them. Yeah. I think it would be an extraordinary gift and burden all at the same time. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Oh, that was a good story. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hey, guys. This is Nicholas again. I just kind of wanted to tell you guys about a quick little, I guess, ghost story that I had about a month or so ago. So my wife, she works at a gas station down the street from where we live. And I was going there just to kind of check up on her before she came home. And so, you know, she's at the counter. She's helping somebody. And I'm just kind of wandering around the store waiting for her to get off. And there's, like, this display. There's, like, this black display with little shelves on there that held a different assortment of pastries. And at the very top, there were these long, I think they're called Danishes kind of thing, like the long bread with, like, whatever jelly filled, whatever filled in it. And I'm noticing, I see one fall over on the ground, and I'm just kind of like, okay, maybe it just fell. And then suddenly another one falls over. I'm like, that's strange. And then another one falls over, and then another one falls over, and another one falls over, and I'm just like, that's odd. Because, like, it wasn't necessarily like a, oh, it just kind of fell over and they're all collapsing right afterwards. It was like someone was just yoink, picking them up and tossing them all over to the side. And I'm just sitting here watching like five or six of them just do that. Not because, you know, if something is piling up like that together and they fall, most likely they're all going to fall. It's very rare that something just falls one at a time. And that's exactly how it was doing. And I'm just kind of casually sitting there just watching this, like, yep, okay, that's something. And I talked to another one of the workers there, and I was like, you know, you guys got a ghost problem. And she's like, oh, yeah, he often closes the freezer door sometimes, too. And so I was like, well, there you go. Anyway, I don't want to ramble on too much. That was that. Let me know what you guys.
I love that guy.
He's my favorite. I'm sorry.
Like, when that story starts, I'm like, where is this going? Like, I'm in the convenience store and there's donuts. And I'm like, what does this have to do with a paranormal story? But that is really weird because I'm thinking about my Quick Trip and how they display their donuts. And they wouldn't all fall at the same time unless the whole tray of them came out. You know what I mean?
I love how we're just thinking of the way that donuts are supposed to fall.
He has a good point.
He does.
I like the way he's like trying to logically Watchy's donuts coming out of the donut case, one after another after another, the Long John sort of Danish kind with a jelly
filling.
And he's
just, like, watching. It's like, yep, the donuts are falling. I love how he just, like, casually just, like, mentions to the worker, hey, you got a ghost problem.
And then she said what I found really terrifying. Like, sometimes it locks the freezer. Does it lock it when they're in there?
I'd hope not.
Oh, my God. That would be horrific.
But, like, he's just so casual about it. You know, I hope that guy writes in more. Like, honestly,
Oh, my God. But what... Do you think it was a paranormal story? Because I don't think it was a donut story. I think it was definitely a paranormal story.
I don't know. Maybe it's the ghost of the eggs from
that. I don't know. It's obviously it's a ghost who freaking hates Danishes,
right?
Or loves them. It could go either way. The ghost could love them, and that's why if I can't have them because I'm a ghost. And I can't eat them. Nobody can have them. Could be that.
Okay, but at the same point, where it's like, if you really, like, hate Danishes, well, it's like, well, if you like Danishes, you're not just going to, like, knock them over. You might, like, take a bite, though.
Maybe. And maybe you're, like, a little kid. Like, this is fun. Boom, boom, boom. Because it reminded me of the theater that I write for. You were there. So... Yeah. At the bar, there's kind of a window. Now, it used to be open, but there's some glass in it now with the logo on it. But it used to be open. And the girl who used to own it, a good friend of mine, she was in there by herself one day, and we had these little cocktail glasses that were plastic. And one by one, they were being thrown from the bar through that window into the front of the theater. She's the only one there.
Yeah.
So to me, I think sometimes a ghost is just trying to F with you. It's like, look, I can do this. It's like, watch me ruin all these Danishes and rise. Your food costs are going to go up.
Okay,
now.
But like, hear me out now. Low key, if I was a ghost, I'd be fucking with everybody, to be honest. Like, no one would be safe. I'd be throwing glasses, throwing plates, knocking over donuts, knocking over Danishes.
You and your dad both.
Yeah.
You are your dad's kid, because he's going to do the same thing.
No Danish is safe from me.
Just watch out. I'm going to Quick Trip. I'm going to start some stuff. Oh, my God. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Another good ghostly donut story would be awesome. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.